John McCain has been talking a lot this week about U.S. energy policy and his plans to address the high price of gasoline. McCain enraged environmentalists when he embraced lifting a two-decade-old ban on oil and gas drilling off U.S. coasts. We caught up today with McCain's chief strategist, Charlie Black, whom you just heard in Don Gagne's report, and I asked him about that reversal on offshore drilling.
Well, you know, Senator McCain has always said that it should be up to the states, and when most of the coastal states through the 80s and 90s opposed it, he supported the ban. But we have a great crisis in energy. It's an economic crisis for the average American, who are paying triple what they paid for gasoline only a couple of years ago. And so while Senator McCain still wants it to be left up to the states, he believes we should encourage deep-sea drilling and that we should provide more financial incentives to the states to be able to encourage them to do that.
The Huffington Post came up with something that Senator McCain said on the very subject just a month ago when he was campaigning in Greendale, Wisconsin. He was asked about offshore drilling, and they say he said, "With those resources, which would take years to develop, you would only postpone or temporarily relieve our dependency on fossil fuels." He went on to talk about alternative energy sources, and we should seek those sources sooner rather than later. In May, Senator McCain seemed to be saying just what Barack Obama is saying right now. How different is it now from May?
Well, it's considerably different, because what Senator McCain has done over the last few weeks is spend a lot of time with a wide variety of policy advisors to try to come up with a plan to bring energy security to the United States. You can't really do much in the short term, like lower gas prices this summer, but he believes that a serious effort over the next decade or two could make us energy secure, not dependent or very dependent on foreign sources of oil.
Just one last point on this question. If you're a very experienced campaign hand here, if you'd seen a Democrat change a position like that, you could go after him for flip-flopping. You wouldn't miss an opportunity like that. What are you going to say when the Democrats come at him for flip-flopping?
Well, here again, he has always said that offshore drilling should be up to the states. There was a bipartisan consensus in this country for the last, really, 15, 16 years. That consensus is no longer there. There's an urgent need for more production. So it's not a change in his position as much as a new challenge to America.
But you're saying that he never supported the federal ban on offshore drilling?
No. He always said it should be up to the states. Go back and look at his record.
Okay. Let me ask about something else. I just wanted to read to you something that Karl Rove wrote in today's Wall Street Journal. He said, "Messrs. Obama and McCain both reveal a disturbing animus toward free markets and success. It is uncalled for and self-defeating for presidential candidates to demonize American companies. It's understandable that Mr. Obama, the most liberal member of the Senate, would endorse reckless policies that are the DNA of the party he leads. But Mr. McCain, a self-described Reagan Republican, should know better." What do you make of that comment on Senator McCain?
Well, Senator McCain has frequently received some criticism for taking on big industries. John McCain is a populist. He believes in free markets. He believes in limited government and having the free enterprise system produce the jobs and the prosperity that he seeks. But he does think, as did Teddy Roosevelt, that you do need government there with some oversight and some regulation to avoid excess.
What do you make of all this anti-lobbyist talk? You have a pretty successful record yourself as both consultant and lobbyist. Are lobbyists being vilified this year in presidential politics?
Well, obviously there's no doubt about that. But here again, John McCain has set a set of rules to prevent conflict of interest in his campaign with lobbyists. It's the highest standard ever set by a presidential candidate, and everybody in his campaign is in compliance with that.
Does that mean your lobbying days are done?
I retired from my lobbying firm earlier this year.
And not to return after the election of John McCain in November.
I am unemployed. I'm a full-time volunteer for John McCain, and that assignment will end on November 4th. Victory or not, I expect it to be victory, and then I'll figure out what to do next.
Okay, Charlie Black, when you do, tell us. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, Robert. Thank you.
Charlie Black, senior strategist and advisor to Senator John McCain's presidential campaign.